do your thing.
This is second working session of the board on Monday, August 11th, 2025 at 2:19 p.m.
Okay, this isn't the most beautiful presentation I've ever thrown together, but I'll just put some pictures up here just to excuse an update on construction progress. So this is Snow Canyon Middle School. What we're looking at here, upper left-hand corner, is the commons. That's kind of the walkway that goes across there. On the right side, would be looking down into the commons. They're just flying structural steel in that area. This is looking at the classroom wing, building area A. That's the south classroom wing. They got the tilts up. They started doing metal stud framing in preparation for doing metal panel system and windows. Again, you're kind of just looking at the commons there. That's all the structural framing of the commons. That's building area B. They've got floors poured, and they're this photo's about 2 weeks old now, but they've got all the floors poured in this area. This is a band and choir room. They're getting ready to form tilt-up panels in this area. Again, that's the footings of the band and choir room in the bottom right, and then this is the main gymnasium. They've got the big girders flown, and they're installing the metal roof deck in there. So Snow Canyon Middle School, we don't have any issues with this project. It's going as smooth as a project has ever gone. So
wonderful.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to turn the corner there. It's kind of imposing as it comes up out of
it. It's right on the street.
It looks cool, though.
I'm really excited about this color scheme that I've worked with Sherry and Rusty on. We're going to have a kind of a champagne metal panel color system, and then we're incorporating...
Not using that old color scheme?
we're going to incorporate some green. Substantial completion for this, the classroom building, is June of 2027, May of 2027. So they'll move in fall 2027. They'll tear the existing building down and build the parking lot on the south side of the school.
So the word on the street is people can't believe how fast it's going.
There's a good... Gene doesn't want to tell you that.
There's a good word on the street. Everybody's impressed with how quick it's going up.
So I just have to say, with this being our first CMGC with the GMP project, it's the best thing we've ever decided to do, because we have the best subcontractors team I've ever worked with. Everybody is on the ball. Hughes is on the ball. We've had zero issues with this project. It's been really good.
There's been problems, but they've gotten through so
fast. Yeah, there's no... There's always little problems, but...
Have there any rock surprise? Surprises?
Nope, we held an allowance.
We had a rock contingency.
Yeah, they've hardly drawn any from the allowance, right?
No. I think I mentioned last time we got a $900,000 credit back from the landscaping allowance that he had in there, so when we finally got that bid out and the door hardware allowance, so a lot of money back to us. We're kind of through the worst of it with the soils on the side. We may get into it when we do the parking lot, but so far so good.
What's estimated time of completion?
So the building is expected to be completed in May of 2027. They'll move in fall 2027 and then tear the building down and do the parking lot south of the main entrance.
Occupancy will be fall of 27.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, just out of curiosity, I heard that Payson High School failed its inspections. Have you heard any of that stuff?
Don't say that with a smile.
I have heard that I heard from Sergeant Nash. He comes to the middle school meeting on occasion, and he told me the Valley Academy, the one that Mahas was doing in Hurricane, they weren't going to give them the CO because of their safety film. But
the new building they built?
Well, they're remodeling that old paparazzi into a school. Yeah, that's what he told me, but...
Safety film?
Yeah, security film. That's part of the new safety
film.
I'm just happy it's not us.
Okay, Dixie High School vocational building. They've got the building pad 100% complete. They're just forming footings right now, and plugging away at that, doing underground utilities. There's really not much to show on this project, but again.
What do we have completion on this one? 26 or 20? Also 27?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fall of 2027. But Gene thinks that he's going to get this building done for a Christmas move in 2026.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Okay.
So
this used to be my parking spot here.
Yeah.
Right, Mary.
We're not a lot of
my truck rolled off the wall.
Yeah, there used to be like that 10-foot wall going up the back. We came out one day and Burke's truck was nose down off the wall, I guess.
It's actually nose up. It just rolled right off.
Was that the after Warren put it up on blocks?
No. Yeah, it was just, there was a lot of stuff that went on there that doesn't need to be known about.
Okay, so phase three, Enterprise High School, upper left-hand corner. That's a new one of the new classrooms that we remodeled. That used to be the old media center, the entrance to the media center right there. So that's now going to be a classroom space. Again, this photo is a couple weeks old, but they started painting and dropping ceiling tiles in there, but just kind of where we were at before school started. This is the new counseling suite, and this is the area where when we pulled the ceiling down, there was just miles and miles and miles of wire and stuff we pulled out of that ceiling. So our guys went up there and helped use, clean all that up, save some money.
And rewired, yep. Simplifies, that kind of what's going on?
Yeah, I'll show you in a couple pictures right here.
Enterprise.
We redid all of the flooring in that building and got rid of the old VCT, so now they have LVP. It looks really sharp. We're getting ready to replace the lockers up in the upper classroom areas, is what you're seeing. And that's continuing of the floor installation in the mezzanine that looks down into the hallway.
The lowers were redone the last...
Yeah, first phase. Yep, phase one. And this is all... So all of this wiring and stuff that you see here, this is the fire alarm panel. This was sitting on this wall, behind this wall over here. Behind this wall, there was just a stream of surface-mounted fire alarm wiring and cabling. And our guy Parker Hodson went up there and rewired all that, and look how clean that installation is. That saved us probably $80,000 for him to do that. Wow. So more of his handiwork. So everything looks good, but there's so much wire in there. And now Hughes just recently came back, their contractor, and did the same thing with the intercom system and got all that cleaned up. So now everything's really good up there.
Well, they do. Every time they add something, they just go another 5-6 miles.
Yeah, it was all hardwood ceiling, so they just would string it across. You know, they'd pull from one side to the other. So when we tore that ceiling down, like, just miles and miles of cable. Okay. Pineview Middle, we'll give you a quick update. So, Pineview Middle School, this is time-stamped. Big D sent me this photo on Saturday. Friday and Saturday morning, they poured their last section of concrete out there at the front entrance of the building. So, Big D really stepped up, turned up the manpower. They brought crews over from the city office project they're working on and just busted it out so that we could get school in session.
Is that the east end then?
That's the south.
That's the south.
That's
the south
entrance.
South entrance.
Main entrance, yeah. Yeah. That was, they were pouring that Saturday morning. That was their last piece of concrete. This is just a picture of the retaining wall and the painting that we've done over there. I don't know if you've driven by lately, but we got rid of all that non-usable lawn around the building.
So that's which side?
South.
Is
that new trees there?
Yeah, new landscaping, new trees, new rock mulch. They still have concrete formwork up, but they're plugging away at that. This is a picture of the main entry branding package that turned out really sharp.
Oh, that's so nice.
That looks nice.
I don't know if you can see on that.
That's underneath that awning on the south side.
Yeah, you can see the silhouette of panther head in there. It just turned out really sharp.
That's nice.
So, and that, this was really relatively inexpensive. The designer from Star Sign actually helped us with the painting scheme too on the front entry, so it just turned out really nice.
He
had a chance. Yeah, he saved the painting scheme over there.
Yeah.
And that's just looking back at the front entry. You can see the new steps that we put out there.
And as of Sunday morning, that was all cleaned up.
Yeah, and on the left side, they were they were laying that out to put the gravel in.
Yeah.
This morning, that was just on the last couple of
so
shovelfuls. So they probably got that gravel in.
Yeah, that's all
today.
Lawn. So they've got that graded
rock in
morning,
today,
and they're gonna
yeah.
they're going to plant lawn.
Is that lawn there? Okay.
That'll be lawn.
Yeah, that'll look sharp.
And I only have one picture at Pineview High School, but the only thing they did over there, this, not the only thing, but we redid the weight room this summer over there. And they're currently working on construction of a stadium stair that goes down for the player access to the field. That got a little bit behind schedule. We ran into some issues with that existing building.
When's their first game?
Their first game is Friday.
As I say, it's at home on Friday.
Yeah, so I've been on the phone with Big D this morning. They have a game plan this week. They've backfilled, they poured the footing to the stair, and their excavation contractor is there today and tomorrow backfilling that. And then they'll start forming the stair tomorrow afternoon. And hopefully pour this through Thursday, but it won't be ready for the game on Friday. But they're going to put some temp fencing up, get everything cleaned up. But they're planning to actually pour the stair Friday if their schedule hits. But we don't want
not Friday
players with cleats on there with mm-hmm. green dots.
They start that game thing probably about noon. Like
chicken scratch.
Well, they're pouring. They're pouring at 3 a.m. So they're working from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. They're trying to get work done and get out of there before school starts, before the teams are having morning practices, things like that. Big D's making a huge effort to try to get things done. They've been really good to work with. So.
That's good, because this is their first chance to to get in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been really happy with their performance. They're doing whatever it takes to get things done.
So will their next game, when's their next game after Friday?
I think they have two home games in a row.
So will the concrete be cured enough?
Yeah, as long as we can let it set up for 7 days, it'll hit design to make it easy.
Well, if they pour Thursday or Friday, they'll be ready for the next game.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know what their handrail schedule is, though. I don't think we want to open it up until we have a handrail on there for safety reasons, but
what's the Pineview? I mean, is there anything on the going forward besides this and the
So BCBO right now is working on construction documents for the locker room remodel. That's the second phase of this project. So they're planning to issue those documents to Big D in October. Big D will have 3 weeks to bid the work and hopefully start in November with those renovation efforts in the locker rooms. They're going to do the two team locker rooms first and let the school use the PE locker rooms until the team rooms are done, and then they'll just flip and move into the team rooms so that they have a set of locker rooms during the school.
What's the timeline on that, on the completion of the locker rooms?
That'll probably take a year, a better part of a year, so I'm thinking maybe by next fall. Okay.
The auditorium,
we've got the bid back, I think.
So we've got, the seats are all torn out, it's right there. We just got the bid back. I need to talk to Brent. The upgrade for the equipment, the lighting, all that stuff that we talked about when they were there was more than what we thought.
Of course.
So that's what we, yeah. But we do think, with looking at it, we've talked a lot about it. Brian's given us the recommendation. Because we talked about, you know, that whole fine arts area. We thought more floor issues in the choir room and
band room.
So if we move forward with that remodel piece, we should just leave the auditorium as it is, a little bit smaller than all the schools. But with these upgrades, it will be every bit as functional. And actually, I think a little smaller auditorium might not be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It feels a little more full.
So what are they going to use?
Right now they're working with the middle school. Okay. And the intermediate school, they're doing Matilda for their musical this year, and they're going to involve all three schools with that,
so
they can get more kids involved.
Make it work.
And make it work, exactly. So Kelly Thomas, their drama teacher, is super excited about trying to build her program to get everybody in it.
Okay.
So they've got a great plan. I've been
really
impressed with them. They've really taken some ownership of it. And what could be a huge inconvenience, they're really turning into a good recruiting tool and positive plan. So
little positive. We had a brand new principal there today,
yeah.
Right? First day. They had a red carpet entrance today with cheerleaders, the band. So every student, they were redirecting down that east side, down the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Cheerleaders were along there. The band was playing. Pretty cool thing.
Cool.
They have two road games on the second and third weeks, so that gives us a little bit of time.
Does.
Yeah.
So one home and two.
Then Cedar and Maple Mountain. Okay.
Now was the weight room done then? Did you the weight room's done. Done to look good?
Yeah, it looks great. Yes.
What did it finish?
Yeah. They finished that on Saturday as well.
Okay. So
yeah.
Wow.
They should well, they were installing equipment and just getting things right. Like we were down to the wire on both projects.
Wow.
We went out to the teen center opening. It looks good.
Looks great, huh?
That, really I haven't good. Seen the others, but that one looks great.
Yeah, they all turned out. They're all comparable in
yeah.
finishes. And
I've seen that one in Dixie, but I didn't get
so
the other ones.
Friday and Saturday, we were putting weight
yeah.
equipment together. And, you know,
oh, man.
It was fun. We had a good time. Yeah. To try to get us ready for them, because it's a classroom. They need them today, so
yeah.
It's been really good.
Yeah, I think I hadn't seen the last branding, but Star Sign was in there too, Friday, Saturday, doing some vinyl graphics in there. That one picture that I showed is just the one piece of the branding package.
It looks better with the white walls.
Yes.
It's
night and day.
And the LED lighting.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really good.
You can sense the difference
awful.
Of money when they paint it.
The back to school night,
yeah.
the chair was there too.
Sure.
It was packed at both Pineview Middle and Pineview High.
Didn't even start till 6, and at 5:45, there were hundreds of people there. It was amazing.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
That'll help. You know, the feeling over there. So
a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Okay. All right, we have. Personnel wise, I've got before you go, we've got to go back and close. Okay, so I need to go back and close for personnel.
Yeah.
Somebody give me a motion.
So
thank you. Okay. All right. So, Kasia was Member St. Miller with the motion, and Member Wade is the second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay.